Okay, now on the English programme, we continue with the Pemberley Boo. We started yesterday sort of labelling each episode according to date. That way, if you download them, they should be in date order. Should hopefully make it easier for people to listen to the bits in order. Okay, each episode is more or less 5 minutes, so that it can fit onto the audio boo. Right, so here we go with today's episode. That mention, of course, had come from the lips of none other than Mrs. Bennet herself. Sighing, she had proclaimed, "My dearest Lizzie, I cannot for the life of me fathom why you did not invite your sister, my dear Lydia, and her husband, dearest Wickham. Oh, what an excellent grand pair they would have made at the ball. I long to see them both." Every woman in the room had noticed immediately the identical looks of horror on the faces of both Elizabeth and young Georgiana. Catherine in particular had taken notice. Of course, the new Mrs. Darcy had immediately stepped in to quickly change the subject before the mention of the scoundrel could cause her beloved Georgiana, too much pain. But the effect did not escape Catherine. She immediately began to wonder who this Mr. Wickham was and what secrets this man held in relation to the two ladies and the past of Pemberley. Could it be? Could this man, husband to Mrs. Darcy's sister, have been duplicitous? Was there a secret between him and Miss Darcy, or could it be that Mr. Wickham was a man with worse crimes? Mrs. Darcy proposed to Miss Darcy to perform a duet on the pianoforte with her, stopping Mrs. Bennet from being able to continue speaking of Wickham. Catherine, however, could not be distracted. Was this the ill feeling she had about the ball? This man with the ability to cause the loudest silence Catherine had ever heard in her life, without even being in the room. With the two Darcy women playing such a difficult piece, Catherine thought it could be her only chance to find out the truth. But who would she ask? Catherine knew not how to inquire without rousing suspicion, and so she widened her eyes and tilted her head in confusion, succeeding only in securing Mary's attention. Talking to someone her equal in situation could only, surely, present good results. Mary, her character in equal parts, both studious and obtuse, rose only to recline herself a whisper away from Miss Morland. "This sort of exhibition is utterly displeasing," Mary muttered, glad for the chance to discuss her musical technique. She continued under her breath, "Music, only of the somberest of types, should be played in such—" "Mary!" Catherine interrupted, giving her a glance that she fancied appeared knowing and mysterious. "Do you know Mr. Wickham well?" "Well enough, I believe," Mary smiled. "He once told me that my piano playing was nearly as fine as my mother's wit. An amiable gentleman, do you not think?" Catherine knew she should acquiesce to such a claim, and so brought her hand to rest on Mary's as a form of agreement. "Though Lizzie never condescends to invite him to Pemberley," Mary snorted, Catherine heard no more of what she said, her mind suddenly reeling. "Never." The single word resounded in her mind, an unforgiving word, confirmation of her deepest suspicions. Something had happened between Elizabeth and Mr. Wickham, and she was determined to uncover it. A conversation between an imaginist and a child eager for display is such that nothing but poor judgment and frivolity can come of it. You are listening to the Pemberley Boo, brought to you by the English Programme.